Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. But you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the dark road. Every time they talk about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You have
never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time. Yeah. My heart is good done. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
You give them praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Everybody knows
it's a winner.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Final glory. Hallelujah.
First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 121, 7 through 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalms 121, 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. I want to give a shout out to the city. You ready? You shout? Okay. Come on, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Dinah Diggs. That lovely voice that you guys heard just a few moments ago was none other than our co-host, our co-pastor, our partner in life, our the love of my life. And as they say, as my brother and them say, that's my baby mama. That's my baby mama. Amen. None other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. Listen, guys, we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God, is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And listen, we thank you guys so much for partnering up with us this morning as we do the will and the work of the Lord, as we do every week here on the broadcast. And we're just excited that you guys come along and partner up with us on a day-to-day basis. Now, guys, before we go any further, let us bless the name of the Lord on this morning. Father God, we thank you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. God, we thank you for all that you do. Father, we thank you for stepping into the room right now, God, and God and being God and being God all by yourself. Father, you strengthen us on every hand. God, you give us the ability to stand and to withstand, God, all the enemy's plots and trials and tribulations that he puts against our life. Father, we thank you for your continual mercies that we see on a day-to-day basis, God. God, that you give us things, God, that we don't even deserve, God. You protect us, God, even when we have made mistakes. And so, Father, we want to just give your name praise, give your name glory, give your name honor. God, we want to thank you for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning across this country. God, we pray that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, get them to know, God, that even in whatever situation or circumstance that they're in, God, that you are yet God and you are yet God all by yourself. Father, you could do all things. And they could do all things, oh God, through Christ that strengthened them. Father, we thank you for allowing them to stand strong in their testing and their trials. Gird them up on every hand. God, we pray that you would stop the noise and pestilence in their ear. God, quiet the chaos in their mind. God, and remove that thing from their heart that's keeping them from feeling you on today. Father, we pray now, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Thank you guys again. We want to make sure that we acknowledge our countries that are listening in. God bless you. We want to make sure we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. And we want to tell those missionaries, those pastors, those evangelists, those that are going, that's overseas, that are doing that great work, that your hand is on the plow and you have not taken your hand down. We know that your tests and trials that you go through are great. We know that the things that you are experiencing are great. We know that everything that don't always work according to plan, but we know that God has a plan. Amen. We want to let you know that we are praying for you. We're praying with you, and that the peace of the Lord shall guard your heart and your mind, and shall keep you in perfect peace. Those who mind is stayed on him. Amen. Listen, I'm just so appreciative to what God has done in the lives of you who are there that is doing that, because we can't get there. But we thank you for your continual diligence to do what you do. We thank you for your continual perseverance that you keep on going. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for the God that's in you, that is keeping you and watching over you and protecting you and guiding you through all those great trials and tribulations. We pray for those taskmasters that are over you as well, that their hearts are turned, that their minds are turned, that their spirits are uplifted, and they're shown, they're able to see what they need to see and hear what they need to hear. Amen. God bless you guys so very much, and thank you again. Thank you again, and know that we are praying for you and praying with you. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Kenya, we have Ghana, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, and we have Mexico. Thank you guys again so very much, and we pray that something is said, something is done, a song is prayed, maybe a word is spoken on today that would encourage you to keep the fight. Keep up the faith in the fight. Amen. Keep up the faith in the fight. Don't give up because it's getting too hard. Don't give up because the world says give up. Amen. But continue to push forward and let God still be God and let the enemy be a liar. Amen. Thank you again so much. We appreciate you. We love you. And know that God has his hand on your life. Amen? Amen. Listen, guys, let's go to a quick musical break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection with Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas and Apostle Donnell Douglas.
am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell him today.
You so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work. I was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes, and I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. Oh God, you made a way. Cause you've been so good.
Come on, lift it up.
You've been so good.
Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good. When I almost lost my mind, you've been. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been.
Everybody lift your voice, say,
so good.
There as I listen to that song, and every time I listen to it, it brings tears to my eyes, not because of what the emotions that's attached to the song. Brings tears to my eyes because I think back to how God's hand is always continually found on my life. I hope y'all don't mind this morning, but I'm going to take this thing a little bit personally this morning, because when you've been through some of the things that I've been through, when you've seen some of the stuff that I've seen, when you've experienced some of the stuff that I've experienced, when you set up in the middle of the night and you cried and woke up the next morning and your situation still ain't changed. You're going through a depression, you know. You're going through all of the heartache and the pain, and you're seeing all the frustration, and you're seeing all the days of tears that roll from your eyes, and you sit back and you think about how it could have been worse. Y'all forgive me, because it ain't going to take very long, but I want y'all to see something. It doesn't matter what kind of condition that you're in, because God is still in control. I don't have any scriptures for you this morning. I'm just going to talk from a personal experience on this morning, because I feel like if I let this out and let people see it, and if I let this out and let people understand it, if I let this out and let people see that they're not going through this thing by themselves, if I could tell you that the scene that you are going through right now, that you're going to make it out of it, and you just hear me say it, and you never seen it, but I want you to see it this morning, that you can go through whatever it is that you're going through. He said, "Have you ever had to declare in a hard place. I don't know if anybody ever had to declare that the Lord is good in a hard place, in a difficult place, in a place where the tears was rolling from your eyes and your heart has been broken in so many pieces, in your mind and everything around you. It seemed like everything around you is falling apart, but yet and still, you could tell God, God, you've been good to me. I could have snapped. Can I be honest with you? At a certain point, I did. But he still was good to me. At a certain point, I lost all the faculties of who I was. But watch this here. He was so good that he brought me back. He let me see that he was still in control, even though everything around me was falling apart. I don't know who may be hearing this right now. I don't know who may be in that place right now that needs to understand that the heartache and the pain that you're feeling right now is too shall pass. You have it's that scripture that says it was needful that we go through Samaria. It was needful that we go this way. It was needful that we had to experience what we experienced. Because he wanted to show us that even in this, he feels good. He's better than good. He will keep those who mind and stayed on him. He will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on him. When your mind is stayed on him. He'll keep you. Because I understand all these things. Because Paul said it best. He said, I've been abased. I've been abound. I've learned to live with plenty, and I've learned to live in want. I've learned to be in those places and still find something worthy to praise God for, because even in that, God was in it. He had to allow me to see the other side of brokenness. But I had to go through brokenness to see the other side of brokenness. And the beautiful part about it is, he's still in control. He is still in control. He is still our mind regulator. He's still our heart fixer. He's still our battle axe in our battles. He's still our wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's still our hope for tomorrow. He's still our rose of share. He's still our joy in our valley. He's still our peace in our mountaintop. He's still that still small voice that speaks in the disasters of our life. He is yet God, and he's yet God all by himself. Though we weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you seek not. Now, we're not talking about the ordinary saint. You know, we think when we say the word, when they speak that word saint, we automatically think when they say saint, we think that they're talking about us fainting or us losing hope in this thing. But in actuality, he's saying, don't let your faith fail you. Don't lose your praise. Don't lose your thank you, Jesus. Don't faint in this. Don't allow this to be your last stop. Don't get so caught up in this place. Don't get so caught up in this valley situation. Don't get caught up so far in the fire, the fiery furnace. Don't get caught up in the lion's den. Don't get caught up when you get chained up and then took your eyesight and then it cut your hair. Don't get so caught up when you lose everything around you. You lose everything around you. Don't say it. Not only is he able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So, as I close this message, I tell you, God is able, and he will fix it. Just stand. After you've done all to stand there for with your loins girt about with truth. Amen. Amen. And amen.
The overcoming scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
I'm not going to prolong this to you, but I'm just going to give you this. Those of you all under the sound of my voice, you may be in that place of struggle that I just got to talking about, and you may not know you have a way out, because the Bible declares us that there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. This is your escape. The tears that you feel right, that's falling from your face right now, that you're feeling right there, watch what God's doing. God is showing you that he could carry you through it. Heartache and pain and all, you can make it. Amen? Amen. So listen, the scripture says to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and he was raised from the dead and you are saved. Here we go. I'm going to just pray. I just want you to receive it, and I'm going to declare it over your life. And when I start declaring it, I want you to just lift up your hands. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for those under the sound of our voice this morning. Father, our prayer that you would step into the room and do what you do best, and that is be God. God, we ask you to dismiss all of the enemies there, all of the fowls of the air, all of the misfits, all of the deceitful demons, everything that's going on in the room right now. God, we command it to loose its hold right now, because we stand in power in you. So we speak to the elements and to the atmosphere, God, into this place where we stand in, and we call that thing canceled over their life right now. And we speak the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, God, their heart and their mind. So, Father, as I speak the scripture over their life right now, here's your opportunity. Lift your hands up. Father, we speak this out, but we speak right now your word, that they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. Now they're safe in your care. They're safe in your arms. They're safe in the place where they need to be at. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen. And we glorify God for you. Amen.
There are three keys as you said yes to God. One, find your Bible. King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in to visit, please, please mask up and be safe. Wash and sanitize your hands. You're definitely welcome to visit us online. We do virtual service Tuesdays at 10:15 and Sundays at 10:30. Our house on Facebook. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. No way we are telling you it's going to be easy. But we are telling you it's going to be worth it to stand on the word of God completely. He does not care what you did last night, the day before, nor this morning. All he wanted was that yes from you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We thank you so much for joining us on this morning. We know that it was a short broadcast, but we pray that something was said or done that was encouraged your heart. Maybe a song was played, maybe a word was spoken that it gave you strength on this morning. Amen. So without further ado, we just want to say thank you. God bless you. Those of you all who would like to sow into our ministry, into this ministry right now, please go to your Cash App. And you can go to $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can go to your Cash App and sow a seed there. Remember, the seeds that you sow, we sow into other ministries, and those other ministries sowed in other ministries. This is how you reap a harvest in a field that you did not personally sow in. Amen. So we thank you for joining us on this morning. Remember, Corey gifted gift bath bombs. You can get in contact with the woman of God at 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You could also reach her by going to her Gmail account, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com, and she will be glad to take care of all of your bath bomb needs. Amen. So God bless you guys. We thank you. God bless you. And we ask that you will continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. And know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above you, God. You could ask or think in the mighty name of Jesus. May your pathway always be straight. May your heart always be filled with joy. May God continue to have his hand on your life and his face shine upon you is our prayer. Amen. God bless you. You guys have a great day.
I thank you for it all. The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. Times of victory, and when I fall, I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. Oh, that you brought me through, and everything I survive, it's all because of you.
I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small. It's all because of you. I'm grateful.